Hi everyone, welcome to my first ever podcast. Today I'm doing a podcast on iPads or textbooks, and I strongly believe that iPads are better than textbooks. Did you know that 600 districts have switched to iPads? Did you know that you can get apps on an iPad that has the same learning points textbooks have, but better? Well, more and more schools are switching out boring textbooks for interactive and fun iPads. This debate started in 2010 and is still going on today. I strongly believe that iPads are way better than textbooks because iPads cost less overall. Every school is switching to iPads, iPads are easier to transport, and iPads help all kids.
To start off, iPads are definitely better than textbooks because they cost less overall. For example, according to TweenTribune.com, it states, Brookfield High School in Connecticut estimates they spend $500 to $600 on each textbook and other learning accessories they have to buy that they can easily get on iPads. So don't you believe it would be smarter for Brookfield High to switch to iPads? This affects the school because they could run out of money. That would be horrible. Also, according to TweenTribune.com, it states to download one interactive iPad app, it costs only $60. Semicolon, however, comma, it costs $73 for one textbook, and there's no other learning accessories with it, and it isn't even interactive. Textbooks are like a burglar taking all the school's money. Also, according to TweenTribune.com, Burlington High School principal Patrick Larkin states, I don't want to insult people who are working hard to make those resources, but they're pretty much outdated by the time they're printed and certainly by the time they are delivered. I 100% agree with Larkin because I know that by the end of the school year, the textbooks are already outdated and they are not even fun anyway. And every kid loves to learn on iPads. Lastly, according to TweenTribune.com, it states, for a school that would buy 300 textbooks for its freshman class, for instance, the savings from using the online versions would be almost $4,000. Wow. $4,000 can instead buy new classroom supplies, updates to the school structure, etc. Wouldn't you rather your child going to school with new learning supplies and in an updated building? I know I definitely would. As you can see, iPads obviously cost less overall and they are more beneficial.
Also, iPads are so much better than textbooks because everyone has iPads at their school. I know this because according to TweenTribune.com, it states 600 districts have iPads for their classes. 600 districts. Your school needs to jump on the bandwagon of all the other 600 districts who have iPads for their schools. So why are you waiting? Also, according to TweenTribune.com, it states, iPads have rocketed in popularity on many college campuses, and many public schools move away from textbooks. More and more schools are out with the textbooks and in with the iPads, semicolon, however, comma, you still need to. You need to be another school to get rid of textbooks. Anyway, don't you want to be with the popular schools who already have nice new glossy iPads? Lastly, according to TweenTribune.com, it states, Woodford Country High School will get each of its 1,250 students an iPad. This shows again that lots of schools are switching to iPads. This shows completely that everyone has iPads at their school. Thirdly, iPads are better than textbooks because they are easily portable. First off, I know this because according to NBC.com, it states one iPad weighs approximately 1.5 pounds, semicolon, however, comma, one textbook weighs more than 5 pounds. Wow, isn't that a lot? I don't know about you, but I would not want to carry a 5-pound textbook around every single day. Also, according to NBC.com, it states, studies show that carrying a heavy backpack can cause serious damage to the spine. Would you want your child or a student to have serious spine damage from carrying a heavy backpack filled with textbooks? Would you want to feel guilty the rest of your life feeling bad that you may have damaged a child's spine? I know I sure wouldn't. So if I were you, I would switch to light portable iPads. Lastly, according to NBC.com, it states you can easily load a whole semester's worth of textbooks onto an iPad, but try doing that with a backpack. Textbooks are like a 1,000-pound weight sitting on your back. I strongly agree with NBC.com because they were right about how you can easily download a lot of textbooks on an iPad, semicolon, however, comma, you can't heft around a huge backpack filled with textbooks. All of this shows that iPads are better than because they are easier to carry around. Lastly, iPads are better than textbooks because they can help all children, including special needs kids, kids who don't have a school, and iPads can help kids who don't need special help. First off, I strongly believe this because according to TweenTribune.com, it states, using today's tech, kids can teach themselves to read in places where no schools or teachers exist. Wow. I strongly believe that this is amazing that kids who can't read can teach themselves to read with an iPad. iPads are like a teacher, always teaching new ideas. Secondly, according to TweenTribune.com, it states, a boy never knew English 7 months ago, but now he knows how to spell bird. Just take a minute to think about this. Obviously, iPads are amazing because a child who didn't even know English can now spell words. This has a huge effect on these kids because now they can do schoolwork. Finally, according to TweenTribune.com, it states, kids with learning disabilities learn best with a visual image, so iPads help them learn. I believe this is an amazing tool to help children, and this has a huge effect on them because they can learn in the way that helps them best. This just shows that how iPads are best for all kids.
So today I'm here with Andrew and Nora from Student Talks, and I'm going to ask them a couple of questions on why they like iPads better. So, Andrew and Nora, why do you like iPads better?
Well, I really enjoy iPads because they are a fun and more modern way to learn about subjects.
I like iPads more than textbooks because, first of all, textbooks harm the environment. You're cutting down trees for paper that is 20% of it goes unused. So then it goes away, and then you just keep cutting down trees for no reason. I am very angry about that. Next question, please.
So if you made textbooks, would you still be in the same perspective you are at right now?
Well, yes. I think the iPads, they will stick with me, and I will enjoy them more than textbooks for the rest of my life.
For me, simple. I wouldn't make textbooks because I don't like them. Because nobody likes a coach book. Nobody.
Okay, so last question here. What is one time iPads have helped you in learning?
Well, one time iPads have helped me in learning was when I was using an app, a math app. This was used in the fourth grade, and it helped me build up my multiplying and dividing skills. So it was very helpful for me.
I haven't really used iPads for learning per se, but as soon as I get home, I jump on my tablet. Something I learned with tablets is coding and how to draw, stuff like that. But I want to just say this. If we use iPads at school, then maybe they'll get less interesting for us at home, and then we have more time to play outside. So it might be a little more healthy than what we got now.
Okay, thank you, Andrew and Nora, for going in this interview.
You're welcome.
In conclusion, thank you for listening to my podcast, and now I hope that you know that iPads are better than textbooks because they cost less, everyone has iPads, iPads are portable, and iPads can help all children. Thank you.